we just made a big mistake. First of all, we haven't been here in 3 plus 4 months. We apologize.
Dang. Sincerely.
That's
been a long time.
That's mistake number one. Mistake number two, we just filmed for and recorded for, what, 5 minutes at least?
Mm-hmm.
And we did not press record.
Yeah, these guys made me go through the whole intro.
The whole intro.
And we're going to make you do it again.
Once more.
I already know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Vincent Cutternut in the building. Thank you so much for being here, my man.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm stoked to be here at the Zone. Awesome you got the shop. And yeah, man, it's always great to see you.
Thanks, dude. So for those of you guys that don't know Vincent, you guys are ridiculous. Vincent, let them know who you are, man.
My name is Vincent Cutternut. I'm 28 years old. I'm from San Diego, California. I've been scootering for around 15 years now, which is still like crazy for me to even say. And I've been riding for Fasten and Envy for around 10 years now. I also ride for the Scooter Farm, which is an awesome shop in San Diego. Shout out to them. As well as S1 Helmets and Clayer, which is a French healing clay that's like found in this like specific mine, and it helps with inflammation, getting you back on your wheels faster. Some pretty awesome stuff. And yeah.
I've heard about that stuff before. I've never actually used it though. It works pretty well.
Yeah, it's great, dude. I've messed up my ankles like countless times now, and I give a lot of credit to that stuff for helping the swelling go down, and it's helped me get back in shows a lot faster.
That's wild, dude.
So, yeah, it's some cool stuff.
It's like a glorified Icy Hot.
Yeah.
Does it have like that heating kind of?
A little bit. It's kind of like cool when you put it on, and then it like dries. It's a little messy. That's the only like setback to it, but it does give you that like cooling sensation. You kind of feel it like compressing your muscles. It's nice.
Why?
I just got a funny. Last time I heard Icy Hot or saw Icy Hot.
Oh God!
You want to know?
I guess. You want to know?
I want to know.
You know Chris Harris? Remember him?
Don't start.
Yes.
Don't.
We were going to the skate park. Remember how his dad used to drive us in the minivan
Dick.
Everywhere? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, for some reason there was a whole thing of Icy Hot in the back. You already know where the man's was putting it, bro.
Chris Harris,
screaming
dude.
In the back the whole time. Dude. You said Icy Hot. I literally almost started laughing.
Oh, no,
dude,
bro.
I remember that guy.
So that's the first off the rails thing I had to say.
Yeah. Chris Harris, man. I haven't heard that name in a cool minute.
Shout out Chris Harris.
Yeah, that guy lit Ryan Up Church on fire.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, hang on. You just said he lit Ryan Up Church on fire.
Yeah, dude, after one of the SD contests, we were like hanging out in a garage, and Ryan was like just sitting there in a lawn chair, and he had like frayed cut off jeans on, and Chris just lit the frayed jean on fire when Ryan wasn't looking.
No, like,
yeah,
that's
next
crazy.
Next thing you know,
how
Ryan's
much,
on fire.
How much fire? Like a lot, like
dude,
a decent
like,
amount.
It went up to like from his knee level to his like nose. And
oh,
chin.
Dude, he was.
Yeah, he was like on fire. He had to like drop and roll for a sec.
He said he had to drop and roll, bro.
Oh yeah.
That sounds like
that's
Chris.
That's crazy, bro.
And it sounds like
oh,
Ryan.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Good times.
No way.
Golly, man. So,
yeah,
so
dude.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You've been riding for Fasten for ever.
Yeah.
And you rode for time. you rode for Envy initially, correct?
Yeah. Back when they still were called Blunt was when I first got on.
Right.
Uh huh.
Previous to that, did you ride for anybody else?
No, not really.
So that was your first
sponsor.
I was
kind of like supported here and there. I was like a little bit supported by Pro Ride. I used to
really?
Go up
oh,
there
dude,
like
the
every
name.
Weekend.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Yeah, all they right. used to hook me Dang. Up. We used to go up there like every other Saturday. And
with Randy?
Ride.
To the ramps?
Yeah, with Randy.
No
Dustin
way.
Nooner and my friend Brian used to drive me up there. And, dude, we used to ride that box jump that they had in the warehouse. And it was always a good time. But
wait, when they made their complete scooter?
Yeah.
Oh,
probably even a little bit after that. A little like towards the end Dang. Of their like run.
Did you like their complete? Because I rode it and I ain't gonna lie, dude. I actually did not mind it.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
The
really,
wheels.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
The wheels were good.
The
dude.
Wheels were great.
Believe it or not, look at this man. He is.
Y'all like, tripping. No, I'm just kidding. I don't
nah.
know.
Yeah, but I rode Lucky's at the time too,
yeah.
which had like that full CNC. That's,
yeah.
That was the time at
yeah,
that point.
Yeah,
that
was the time, yeah. No, the scooters were cool, dude. I remember I always wanted one back in the day. I never got one, though.
Oh, yeah. They
it
look
was
sick.
Yeah, it was clearly influenced by Lucky.
Well,
Lucky
ahead of their
was.
Time,
oh, it was the
two
piece
cool.
deck and everything.
Yeah, a big. A
that
big
was crazy. It was a big. It was a whole. Just straight,
yeah, ripped.
Jocking their style, yeah. bro.
If there was ever a bad idea in scootering, that was definitely one of them. A
yeah.
two piece bolt deck,
which one bolt
spot.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
Remember, yeah, the lucky one, the first one.
Dude, all your teeth are
the
counting
deck?
On that one
yeah.
bolt. One,
yeah, not good to trust just
dude.
One bolt like that.
But like,
no
if
way.
You had one of those, you were the sickest dude around.
Yeah,
that's true.
I remember those that two piece lucky
yeah,
deck. If
sick.
You had one of those, bro, like you were next level.
Uh huh. Right when that like promo for their video came out with the Metric song.
yes, bro. The Clover.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah. First Clover. With Jesse and all that.
That one's fire.
I remember actually won one of those at like SD5. Yeah, I had it all put together and I was like pretty much like worshiping that scooter when I bought, when I won it.
That's tight.
Had Pro Ride, Lucky, like all of those brands.
Dang, dude.
And it was like one of the first contests.
That team had, like, was nasty, though.
Yeah, it was very
nasty. The Lucky
nasty.
Team was gross, dude. Yeah,
they had sick. James G, Blake Baylor, Jesse Aikida.
Yeah, Jesse,
Nick Donatelli,
dude.
Too.
Donatelli was on there. Uh-huh. I was on Lucky for a little bit. I was actually on Lucky for a little while. They had, there was other names in there that I'm not remembering like right now.
Evan Yamada.
Evan Yamada was on there.
Yeah, he was sick.
Oh, shoot. What was the dude that rode for Phoenix for a long time?
Ooh.
I'm drawing a blank here.
Me too.
Not Tyler Bradley, was it?
No. No. It was, dude, I'm drawing such a lot.
On Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is not good. If Tony was here, if Tony was here, he would say it right off the bat.
Yeah?
Like, oh, right away. Dude. Yeah, he would.
Dang, well, I can't think of any names either.
Yeah, I'll remember it. I'll remember it.
Randomly.
Mid-pod. Yeah. I'm just going to blurt it out.
Or before you're going to bed.
Yeah.
Dude, I also almost rode for Mad Gear, which was...
Really?
Yeah, I was talking to Twan, like, right before I got on Envy, actually. And, like, I was about to say yes to Twan, and I remember seeing the photo of the first AOS V2, when it had the flat sides. It was one of the first decks that had that extrusion with the boxed ends. And I remember just comparing that deck to the Mad Gear deck at the time that had, like, the razor-sharp edges and stuff. And I was just like... Once I got the offer from Ryan, it was like the day after I was talking to Twan, I was like, all right, I gotta go for Envy.
Yeah, dude.
Because like the deck didn't really suit my style at the time. It was kind of heavy.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Razor Edge.
But like Mad Gear was like super iconic at the time. I remember you were riding for him too.
Yeah, I rode
for him. I really wanted to get on. I was like, that team's so sick.
Yeah,
but then once I saw that deck, and also a big influence for me was Max Peters and Brendan. So like I had no problem, like they were probably like two of my biggest influences. So once I saw that deck in combination with them, I was like, all right, I gotta do it.
Did you know Max sent like a whole sponsor me edit to Pro Ride?
Oh dude, I think remember that.
A full like a full on
What'd they do with the tape?
Dude, I think he emailed it, right? So he emailed like a link and it was the first video I ever saw that was shot with a DSLR.
Oh, wow.
The first one ever.
Dang.
And it was a Pro Ride sponsored video
from Max
freaking
That's
Peters.
That's crazy.
Dude, I was tripping. Dude. Afterwards, I was tripping afterwards.
Put him on?
No.
Huh.
Slept on it.
Okay. Dang.
Yeah, oops.
Missing out.
Big oops.
I also remember, too, that reminds me, I sent a sponsor video that I made myself to Lucky. They were having, like, a whole program to, like, start a flow team. And I put together, like, a whole edit and sent it to him, and I didn't get on. I remember,
dude.
I was, like, so sad. I was like, dang. And, like, right after that, I ended up, like, winning beginner at one of the SD contests. I think it was SD4, and that kind of, like, brought my spirits back up. I was like, all right.
It's funny how, like, later on in your scootering career, you can look at things like that and be like,
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. I also almost rode for District, too, for a while. It's kind of like in between when I first got on Fasten from Envy. There's kind of like a lot of miscommunication and stuff like that. And I was like, almost got on District just because like the guy, Pierre, at the time, he now works for, I think, like Triad and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
but
Pierre.
Behind the scenes, he was with District. He lived near me. He'd always run into me at the skate park. So he was like, Vincent, come on District. And I was like, I really liked Fast and I didn't want to leave.
Oh, dude.
But like, almost did ride for District at one point too.
That was another company that was pretty wild.
I'm just like very loyal to Fast and Envy. I really like all their parts. And
yeah, because it's been a long time since you've been
there. They kind of inspired me too with like that deck and Max and Brendan. So
that's cool. That's wild. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you've been doing a lot has been these shows. You've shown a lot of loyalty to that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've been loving these shows. It's kind of like doing a competition, but like a little less pressure and you can have more fun with it. But it's that same like stage environment that gives you that like adrenaline. I think that's kind of what got me addicted. And we can just ride all the time. It's like I never thought I'd have a job where like I could save money and like be like decently well off just scootering. And these shows have provided that for me. And like just, that adrenaline performing, I'm like addicted to it. And it's like helped push my scootering as well. And I kind of transferred from competing directly into the shows. Like I was competing a lot. And I was kind of like, I kind of like accomplished what I wanted to do, I guess you could say. Like I really wanted to go to Worlds. I really wanted to win Nationals. And I'd done that. So like the shows were kind of like a fresh start for me. And that's also, I think, why I got so attached to that. Just like there's always good people like riding with you in the show too. So just like having that energy around you too kind of builds like your skills and like builds your confidence as well. So it's just been great. And I got into it by actually when I won the nationals contest, the owner of the show company was there and she saw me like win. And funny thing is, she's actually friends with my parents. My parents are like professional figure skaters. And they
Wait, whoa, back up, super random.
Really? Yeah.
Hang on, your parents are professional figure skaters?
Yeah, they're actually a pair team, and they like
they met
doing shows and stuff. Yeah.
What?
Can we please see a video of this?
Yeah, I'll show you some afterwards. Yeah.
Oh no, that's wild.
Yeah, they did shows for years. That's also kind of all over the place. Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. But they've been rooted here for a while, because they did shows at SeaWorld kind of at the tail end of their like career.
Do they train anyone or anything?
They still teach over at like a mall in San Diego.
Now you got UTC? His attention, bro. Uh-huh. You got his attention.
Dude.
You got this guy's attention now. He's like, really?
Yeah. Well, I actually like figure skating a lot.
It's super fun. I should have brought that up in the beginning because that's kind of what got me into like action sports in the first place. Kind of what got me like into that kind of like realm of the sports, like
where the balance came from.
Yeah, definitely. My parents had me on ice skates when I was like four, and I was like doing ice skating lessons. I was always like too nervous to do one of the whole programs and stuff, though. Like, I never thought it was for me.
A figure skating program.
Yeah, I was like, how do these guys remember all this and like do it to the music and stuff?
They do be long, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
It's long. Yeah. I was watching the Olympics and that came on and I was like. Like it's just not something I watch, but Kenzie was into it.
Yeah,
bro.
It's gnarly.
It's sick, into dude. It. It's
and,
sick.
And I was like, damn, this is like pretty damn long. Yeah. But the thing I was really impressed with was when they had the right song and the right routine. Yeah. I guess would be the right word.
Choreography.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It clicked. Yeah. I was damn, absolutely. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's really sick.
Yeah,
some of the stuff they can do for sure.
When you do the shows, you get like you do like whole face paint. And like a dress up thing, right?
Yeah, it's mainly that one's just for the Halloween show. It's called Nightwalkers.
So it's not every single show. It's not year round.
Yeah, so usually these shows consist of being at an amusement park all summer. It usually goes from like the end of May till the start of September. And it's kind of like a Shamu show, I guess. Like we're in a little stadium and we have a box jump and there's trampolines and there's like other acrobats that bounce on the trampolines. And we got the box jump and then we got like people doing flatland BMX or like a sear wheel. And it's kind of like a mini Cirque du Soleil kind of deal.
What's a sear wheel?
A sear wheel. So it's like a big hula hoop that people grab the outside of and you spin around like a coin.
Yeah, count me out.
Like, you know, if you drop a quarter and it like does that thing, like that's what they do. It's pretty wild. Yeah.
I'd be so scared of my fingers.
Yeah, they lift up their fingers when it goes over that part. So then it's only like the pressure of them like holding it up. Yeah, it's really sick. If you haven't seen it, I definitely suggest looking it up.
Never seen it.
It's wild.
Sear wheel. S-E-A-R, like Sears?
I think you might be right. It's either – or it's S-E-E-R.
I can't even read.
I'm not
too
sure. Or it's S-Y-R. I'm no help. Might be C-Y-R, actually.
This is not an educational podcast.
No.
So we good.
No. I know how to say it. Don't know how to spell it.
We've hit our head one too many times.
Yes.
Probably 10 too many times to do this.
So, it's kind of just like a big Cirque du Soleil thing. A little Cirque du Soleil where we kind of do like our own solo acts and we come together and do stuff. Like as a team and do over and unders and stuff with the gymnasts. So.
What's the what amusement park is it at?
The main one where it started is Cedar Point in Ohio. It's in Sandusky.
Oh, okay.
I think that park actually has the most roller coasters in America. It's pretty wild park. Yeah, they got some huge roller coasters. I think one's called the Dragster. It goes like 0 to 120 in 3 seconds or something. Feels like you're getting squished.
Yes. Don't take Tito there.
Nah.
Tito, cry.
Tito is not a speed freak whatsoever, that dude. Yeah,
but he jump off the Empire State Building with a scooter, but he won't go on the roller coaster.
Yeah, well, that's
ridiculous.
He
Some
does.
People just don't like those things.
Apparently,
Motion sickness and all that.
And how long do you usually go for?
Like, so each individual show?
Yeah, let's just say if they call you like, hey, we got a round of shows to do, like, and you leave California, you go to Ohio. For how long do you stay?
So it's usually like 4 months, I'd say, including rehearsal. And then if the particular park did buy the Nightwalker show, there's potential to stay there another like 2 months.
Wow, so six months.
6 months, yeah.
Damn.
I think that's what I'm doing this summer.
Wow. So, yeah, because it's your first opportunity to do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's been,
last summer wasn't like the full show. We did have one last summer, but it was more of like a It was a 150th anniversary show, so it was a little smaller budget because of COVID and stuff like that. We didn't have a big ramp. It was more like a pump track.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You still front flip everything?
Actually, they said it was like in a parade, so it was a little too like sketch to do tricks on the float because people could walk around.
Float?
Yeah, it was on a moving float.
Oh, that's spooky.
Yeah. Wow. So I ended up having to rollerblade on it.
What?
Yeah. So that was a trip, dude. That's a whole other story in itself. So like I went through the whole two weeks of rehearsals scootering on this thing, doing front flips, like having a real fun time figuring out how to ride it on the scooter. It's like a steep pump track. It's really weird. And like
Serenity?
Yeah, but like really compact too. Okay. Like there's like two turns.
Hopefully it's not lopsided.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, it's lopsided the whole
thing. He said no, it is.
Like it's kind of sketchy to even like your deck bottoms out on everything and stuff. Yeah, so I got used to riding it the whole 2 weeks, and the day before they're like, "We want you to rollerblade." Like the scooter doesn't look as good because everyone else in the show was rollerblading, and they wanted us all to look the same. So it kind of gave off this roller coaster impression. We had these crazy like Power Ranger suits, and the pump track was all done up to look like a roller coaster, and we were supposed to resemble the roller coaster.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, and I thought the scooter would look like the front, like it could be the lap bar and everything. And I was like, yeah, this is going to work. And then they're like, you got a rollerblade. And I was like, oh, man. Okay. Like, I have not been rollerblading on this. I don't rollerblade a lot. Like, I grew up ice skating. So, like, I could pull this off.
That's
like
a different animal, though, dude, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like ice skating is almost a little, like, harder at first, I guess. Like, just because... Yeah.
They got lucky with you then, because if they would have said, "Hey Ray, we need your rollerblade," I'd be like, "Get my ticket, go home."
So yeah, pretty lucky. Like, thanks, thanks
to my
parents.
I can Heely this thing. I got that.
Yeah, dude. No, you got me.
But yeah, rollerblading on a ramp's a lot harder, I'd say, than like riding ice skates on flat ground. So that kind of threw me off for a bit, but I was able to get used to it, and I did it the whole summer for like 4 months.
That's wild.
Every day. But then at the end, we had kickers, and I was doing front.
What kind of rollerblades were they?
I had a pair of Rosies.
I was going to say Rosies.
Yeah.
Are those the trick ones?
That's the only one I know.
Oh,
Rosies
no, actually,
and Razors.
So I had Valos.
I
think Rosies bought Valo, which is why I said
Over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're over my pay grade right now.
Yeah.
I just
learned some stuff about rollerblades in the all-wheel shows.
Oh, you'd have to.
Yeah.
I did
sick rollerbladers in those shows. Shout out to Jaren.
I did a show at, I had to replace Capron.
Oh, nice.
At the one at Knott's Berry Farm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And I rolled up.
So you've done an all-wheel show.
Yeah, I've done an all-wheel show. And the choreography was intense, man. It was hard to learn. Like, I was going in spots I wasn't supposed to be going.
Especially, like, for a one-off show. If you're filling in, dude, that's gnarly.
Like, yeah, dude. They were like, all right, man, you go now. I was like,
oh.
I was like, all right, go. Okay, and people were airing out and stuff. And for us, it was we had two box jumps going in opposite directions and two 10-foot quarters on either side.
Yeah, that's a fun setup.
Yeah, that one was tight. It was a lot of fun. But, man, like, if you went down the wrong side,
yeah,
and you would have hurt somebody, bro.
Oh yeah,
no doubt. Yeah. But like, anyways, I remember I rolled up. So the Raisin Capron got, he fell. He ate crap. He busted his spleen.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think it's the spleen injury.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Dude, that dude has done that. Like, he'd been doing some stupid falls. Like,
that's the one that gives you the crazy scar on like your belly button too, right?
Yeah, jeez. He got that big scar.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And he was he was out, and then I filled in, but Chris Haffey was doing shows.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
yeah, dude, they always.
Oh, that's wild. I was doing shows with Chris Haffey. I was
so
tripping.
Sick. Oh, yeah, it is.
Dude,
you got to look up Chris Haffey.
He's nuts. Like, he's I think, the best rollerblader.
Yeah,
that
he still does Nitro
lived.
Circus shows, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, real nice guy as well.
Dude, he just, like, he did, I think he I think it might have been a 9, dude. I think he
probably
something
9.
Like that. El Toro, 900.
Yeah,
El Toro.
Crazy. Yeah, and he like 180'd this massive stair set where you like go to the top and you're like, no way could someone even humanly jump this.
The
thing.
Double set one where you got towed in by a car.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video?
Mm-mm.
Rollerblade gets towed in by a car.
I mean, maybe.
Here,
but,
I'm gonna show you right
now.
Yeah, because this man's bro. He's
nuts, dude.
Gets towed in by a car.
Search
dude.
Like Chris Haffey gap.
Remember the rollerblading video game that they used to have?
I was gonna say that Jaren Grobe, the guy I do shows with all the time, he's on the cover of that game.
What?
Yeah, aggressive inline.
Dog, that game was so beast.
Uh huh.
Me and my brother used to play it. My little sister used to play it all the time.
Dang, yeah, dude.
Just kidding.
Nah.
He's gonna get all butthurt when he hears that
man.
One.
It's this one, right?
Dude, after riding rollerblades all summer too, I feel like those things don't have a whole lot of impact support, like even compared to a scooter, because we got a longer wheelbase. They got some short wheelbases. So like,
it's this one, man. It's this one, right, Coon?
I feel like I can't even take the impact of like a 5-stair on rollerblades. Like,
watch this. It's this one, right?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Watch this, dude.
Uh-huh. That's like UC Irvine, right?
It's like that idea.
Double set with the two rails. He jumps the whole thing.
Oh, he already zoomed out crazy nose.
Okay. Like, dude. Yeah, that's the UC Irvine set. Okay.
Dude, dude, that looks like a 12 flat 12.
Yeah.
Something stupid like that.
Something ridiculous. I think it's a 14 flat 14.
Oh man. Yeah,
pretty wild.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's too much.
Crazy.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm good off that.
So
I'd have pulled up a chair right next to it.
A lot of people call you Vin Coon.
Yeah.
I know the story. Do you know the story about this?
I don't think so.
Dude, okay.
I don't think so.
Hit him with it, bro.
I'm going to have to fill you in on this one.
This is not good.
I still say it's like probably my worst scootering fall I've ever had. Like, so at Claremont, we used to ride the concrete pool, like a box jump, which is, looking back on it, it was kind of weird, but it worked real well for a box jump. Me and Dakota and Hunter used to ride it all the time. And that's where we learn a lot of tricks. And it's a concrete bowl, tall sides and everything. So I think I was trying to do a quad heel whip over it. I don't even remember. Last thing I remember is just dropping into the bowl. And like, I think I fully committed with like both my feet, just landed, no scoot. And then just went straight to my face. And this was like the days before certified helmets and stuff. And like, dude, I remember just waking up on the ground in there. There's like a pool of blood. Gary's there, Dakota's dad. He's like, dude, you're okay. And I just like couldn't breathe or anything. And then I blacked back out.
Oh, what?
Yeah, dude. I blacked back out. Woke up in the ambulance.
Oh, no.
I'm like getting ambulanced out of Claremont. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, this is not good. Like, what's wrong with me kind of deal? Like, I'm going in and out of like consciousness. I'm not really remembering anything. Yeah. I'm like throwing up blood because I ended up fracturing my sinus cavity. And the blood from the sinus cavity was like dripping into my stomach. And then I was like throwing up blood. So it just looked really sketch and I was freaking out. But once I got to the hospital, they got me right in there and like assured, like I got the x-ray and they're like, yeah, it's a fractured sinus cavity. Like there's nothing really you can do for that. Like you can't put a cast on your head.
They said go home.
So I actually had to get a CAT scan to check that there wasn't air in my brain. Cause I guess when you have a fracture in your skull, there's like potential for air to go in there. And that's bad news if that happens.
You said that's bad?
Yeah. So, like, the blood was still dripping. So, I'm, like, throwing up blood still. They wouldn't let me in the CAT scan machine. So, I'm, like, just chilling in the hospital, like, dying. They gave me morphine. Then it was better after that. And, like, probably 6 hours later, I finally get ran through this CAT scan machine, and I'm good. No air in the brain. Big relief. Parents are like, all right. Totally freaked out my mom with that one. Like, I don't think she likes scootering for a while after that. She's like, you probably shouldn't scooter anymore. Like,
oh, no. Nah,
yeah,
dude.
It was gnarly. And then, so the Coon nickname came from, I got two huge black eyes, like, on both sides, because I broke, like, the sinus cavity, which is right above your nose. So, like, yeah, I guess that just caused my face to bruise and look like I had raccoon eyes. And Elliot saw me, like, a week later and was just like, Coon! Like, you look like a raccoon. It was funny. I felt more like a unicorn, dude. Like, my whole, nose and middle section of my face was, like, swollen.
Dude.
So, maybe I was like a unicorn? That's what I felt like. But
Vinicorn?
So ever since then, dude, that nickname's just stuck. I feel like it was when a lot of people were traveling to San Diego, like they were at the Elite's house, and like everyone just started calling, and like SD was right around the corner too. So like Elliot was calling me that, and then everyone started calling me that, and then it was just like game over. And that happened so long, probably like 12 years ago, and people still call me Coon. And I think the black eyes only lasted like 2 months too.
Hey, the name lasts forever.
Yes.
Yeah, it will.
I got another question. Did I hear that the old ski jump at Claremont? Did I hear that when they redid it or something, you smashed your face or something like that? Like you went to roll up something, you smashed. Because that's where I thought the story came from.
Oh, that's another similar face plant that I had at Claremont. So it was
face imprints everywhere.
Yeah, leaving face marks. I think I've got ambulance out of Claremont three times.
Three?
Yeah.
That's actually not
stay on the ground, bro.
That's not that bad of a record, bro. Like in reality of how much you rode there.
Exactly. And with like all the asphalt and stuff, it's bound to have some bad falls there. But yeah, so like they went the ski jump, then there was that big step down, and then it went to that like bigger step up box at the time.
The blue one.
Yeah, it was a step up at first before they changed it, but it was when they first built it, it was a 7-foot to 9-foot like step up box, and then you land and hit the 10-foot quarter pipe. That was right after it. And so the quarter pipe after the box didn't have any metal on the bottom. So that left like a 2-inch lip. So like after you hit this step down and you jump the giant box, you're going like Mach 10 at this quarter pipe. And I'm ready to like air out. And like next thing you know, I just run full speed into like a curb that's at the bottom of the quarter pipe. And like I just smashed it. And like apparently I just like started screaming and I grabbed my scooter and just like ran to the office. I don't remember any of it.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And did that like mess anything up that was previously jacked?
Like, no, it actually didn't. It was like 5 years after.
Did you recoon?
Dude.
I didn't recoon or anything. Like, I did, like, I split my chin open, but I think, like, my helmet actually saved me. I think by that time I had a certified helmet. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I didn't chip my tooth or anything. I remember, like, my front tooth hurting. Like, I think I, like, contacted the ramp with my like right front tooth, but it didn't break.
Drinks a lot of
yeah,
milk.
It was weird. Like
you moved something around.
Yeah,
in there,
something
bro.
Felt strange, and maybe I have a bigger gap or something now. But who knows? So, but like there were bikers riding it the whole time before, so I was like, dude, this thing looks sick. Like,
oh no,
I was like, can I ride it? And they're all like, yeah, you're gonna be like the first scooter to hit it. And I was like, sick. And then like I didn't even think about it because they can make it up the quarter pipe on bikes, like that little.
Why was there no sheet metal?
Because they had just finished like putting the skate light on it. Yeah, like it was. I don't even think the skate light was on it yet. Like they had just finished it.
That's right.
Like everyone was doing like the first runs on it, and yeah, I just like dude tackled it.
Damn.
Yeah, and I remember I was like over Claremont for a bit. Damn. I stopped going to Claremont for like a couple months. So like that's when I kind of fell in love with PQ, which is my like actual local. And I started riding there a lot. Like I was just like, dang, dude, like. That sucked. Like, kind of, like, set me back a little bit. It was, like, a big, like, knock to the head. Even though I didn't coon it, like, yeah.
It still sucks. Like, yeah, kinda, a face like, plant is
me,
never fun.
Yeah, it gave me, like, a different perspective. I was like, dang, like, this could, like, do, like, a real bad injury to you.
Yeah.
Like, next thing you know, kind of like Brett Benesewicz or something. I was thinking about dude. That, and I was like, ooh, I was just thinking
about. I forgot
about
him, dude.
Yeah.
Because I have had some, like, gnarly knocks like that, and, like, damn. That one had me feeling weird for a little bit, like. I think it was probably because I had that coon knock, and then that
right.
one was
yeah.
like probably just as hard, and like
yeah, it's not good, dude. Like yeah, like you're we just the other day, man. This we had a whole crew of kids come in.
Yeah,
you were actually weren't here for this, Matt. This was yesterday,
dude.
And it came in early. What?
Someone knocked their dome?
No,
oh.
No, it was a whole crew of kids came in here, right?
Yeah,
and like basically one of the kids was like, "Hey, how's my helmet? Do I need a new helmet?"
Uh-huh.
And he whipped it out, and he had like a 888, and it was a certified 888.
Nice,
but it had like a couple of those spots where you could tell that he hit his face. I was like, "You've
oh,
fallen
yeah.
right here, huh?" He's
like
"Yeah." I was like,
"Dents
yeah, you
in
need
the styrofoam,
new helmet,
stuff.
Bro."
Yeah,
helmet's a one-time use thing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
then this other kid
Absolutely.
Had that. He had that
Protect
that you can like
fold in
half.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
like
Bucky Elastic one. Yeah.
The Buckies, dude. Stay away from
yeah.
that foldable helmet.
They look sick. They comfy, but it's more like a beanie.
Straight up.
Literally,
protection wise.
Straight
yeah.
up, dude. It's just a freaking
yeah.
beanie, man.
If you had dreads and a beanie, you're probably getting the same amount of
yeah.
protection
yeah.
as that.
Yeah, seriously.
Helmet.
No, seriously, though.
Yeah, uh-huh.
yeah, if you're Brad
like the
Sims, you're in the game.
Yeah.
Piece of plastic ever.
Yeah.
It just so, makes
yeah.
you look cool, bro.
Yeah. Big shout out to S1, though. Like, I swear that helmet has saved me, like, even like the past couple of months, I had like some head slams and I was like, damn, yeah, I would have been knocked out with
yeah.
another helmet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fine.
Yeah. It's definitely
like, S1s are sick.
They've kept me awake
yeah.
quite a few times.
Uh-huh.
I did
yeah.
not have to take a concrete nap.
Exactly.
Quite a few times. Thanks.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
You know why I don't take concrete naps? Cause I stay on the ground.
You do stay on the,
on
ground,
the ground,
bro.
10 toes at all times. 10 toes.
I still feel like, dude, sometimes the gnarliest falls happen when you're like least expecting it like that. Like, dude, I've died just, like, riding from, like, my car to the skate park, even. Like,
yeah, everybody's had one of those, man.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I got another question that I think people are, like, really expecting us
yeah.
to ask.
Uh-huh.
Matt, you want to do the honors, dude?
Tell us about the frunnies, brother.
The frunnies.
The frunnies.
I don't know, so.
And then we'll move to the balance tricks, but we'll do frunnies first.
What really, like, made me want to do frunnies at first, I've always been, like, attracted to flips. I grew up doing gymnastics. And I went to Woodward, I wanted to learn the backflip. That's, like, the reason you go to Woodward is the first Woodward camp. And, like, I learned the backflip to foam. I did it to Resi. I was super hyped. Like, you know, that little scooter kid feeling. I was like, yes, I
yeah.
did the flip. And I was like, we went to dinner. It was the dinner break. I was super excited to get back in the hangar and do it to Resi again. And there's a huge line for the foam pit. So I was like, yo, I'm just doing it ride to resi. And I didn't go far enough out. I pretty much did like in between a flip to feeble and a flare. I ended up just like stalling with both my quads like on the coping. Yeah, so I literally had a line across my quads from hitting the like the takeoff of the ramp.
That's rough.
Like, I couldn't ride the rest of Woodward. It was like the first day.
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah, I was so anxious to do a backflip. I did it. I was like, yes, this is the sickest thing ever. It's like, I can still do it. And then, yeah, double thigh check to the takeoff of the ramp.
That's so rough, dude.
So, like, dude, I didn't do flips forever after that. I was like, yep, I just want to, like, be able to ride all the time. I don't want to be injured, no. So I'm not doing a flip.
Yeah,
I'm like, I got on Envy. I couldn't do any flips or anything, dude. Like, I was, like, anti-flip. And, like, I kind of because I fell on the backflip, I wanted to get good at front flips. Like, I just thought everyone at the time was doing backflips. There wasn't as many people doing front flips. And I saw Max Peters do like a beautiful fast plant front flip in like this. It was a Nikkei video, if I remember right. It was like a morning session with Max Peters. Has a sick rap song to it. But he just does a textbook fast plant front flip where he like pushes off, goes like really high up. I just thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And I didn't think you could like front flip that fast. That's why I wanted to learn how to backflip. I thought you could backflip everywhere and it would be cool. I just wanted to be able to do flips in front of people.
Right.
That's just like what I wanted to do at the time. I didn't think you could do front flips that fast, and I saw Max do that super fast one, and I was like, dang, like, I think I could do this, like, on flat ground. I think there's, like, a lot of stuff possible with the front flip that hasn't been explored yet, and that's kind of why I got, like, attracted to doing front flips, and then kind of just, like, obsessed over it after that. Like, I just, like, watched how Max did it. Jake Clark actually helped me learn it out of a bank when we were at Ohio Dreams, yeah. And like, dude, I just did that trick way too much. And like, I just really liked it. I really wanted to get good at it. And I think I was like determined after like hurting myself on a backflip. I just wanted to be like the best at doing front flips. And like, it just became a challenge to me to like want to do it off everything. Like, whether it be small, like up a curb, down a curb. Like, I just wanted to do like everything.
He said
possible.
A curb. He didn't say like a bank, a quarter. He said, no, I just want to get good at them. Up a curb, down a curb.
Like, I really wanted to do it flat. That's like what drove me for so long. Like,
and then you did it with no shoes on.
Yeah. I never thought that would happen.
How did that feel?
Pretty wild. I remember I was filming like the It's What I Do documentary with Ryan and Cody. And like, we thought of this whole intro where I'd wake up, I'd just like walk out like half awake and just do a front flip out of nowhere. And like, we were thinking, we're just like, dude, it's going to look weird if you're wearing shoes and like your boxers when you wake up. And I'm like, oh, you're right. But I was like, then we had like the whole drone footage already filmed and everything. So I was like, I guess I got to do it in socks.
Dude.
And I remember rolling up to it. I was like, I really hope this works. Like, I didn't want to like, I was just wearing boxers and socks and I was on asphalt. And my street is not smooth. It is like some rough asphalt too. That probably actually helped me do the fast plant. Like, it gave me grip and I just did it, dude. I was rolling the way and I couldn't believe it. I was like, yes.
Was it first try? It was first try.
Uh-huh, yeah, first try.
Ridiculous, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would have been like, yeah, you guys can. Okay, what do you say? What would you say you enjoy more then? This is like one I actually want to know. Do you enjoy hang fives more because you're a hang five absolute legend?
I think
or do you enjoy front flips more?
I think I do enjoy doing hang fives more just because you can do them for longer. You can do them when you're tired. You can do them when you're injured.
No, you can. Oh. No, you can. No, not people. Just you can. I cannot hang five for that long. You can, dude.
I actually was really inspired by Rylan Smith, Branson's brother. I saw him do one down a bank at Woodward, and I thought he was going to stop at the top of the bank like normal people do. And he just kept going, and it like tricked my brain. And I was just like, what, dude? Like, I didn't expect that to happen or it to be possible. And it just like, it really caught my eye. Also seeing R. Willie do it. But I honestly think I saw Rylan do it first, go down that bank, and it really caught my attention. And that's what, like, made me want to learn hang fives. And I always would just practice going from, like, crack to crack and trying to get farther and farther and farther and then try to, like, learn how to spin. Also, John Reyes, too, was a big inspiration for me to learn all the spins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you just started doing 180 Bride, a faking nose manual.
Stop.
Yeah, I landed that one yesterday. First time.
Was Ryan wild.
Ryan showed me that. I almost got pissed off. I was like, bro, what the hell is that?
Yo, I'm pulling that up. That was why I saw it this morning. I was like, what in the hell?
But I do think a hang five is more enjoyable. I mean, the action of doing a front flip is really fun, but I've done like so many that my knees are starting to hurt and stuff. Like, I still really, really enjoy doing them. But if someone's like, yo, Vincent, do a fast plant fronty flat, there's like less of a chance of me doing it than probably a couple years ago.
Yeah,
definitely. But I'll definitely do a hang five anytime you want. I love it.
That is... How many tries?
Yeah, it took me like 30 minutes. It was one That's continuous not that bad, clip on bro. The... So probably okay. like, I don't know.
Okay.
Like 50 tries, I'd say.
Damn, bro. That's not like, that'd probably take me, 5 years.
I thought it'd be harder because, like, with the bri, it's weird to go into hang five because you have to catch it with your front foot. I usually catch bris with my back foot. And to hang five, I always hang five with my front foot. So you have to catch it with your opposite foot and then, like, trust the hang five. So that was the hard part. And kind of what it helps me to do combos like that, or like even like air combos and stuff, is I'll try to think of a trick that's simpler but similar. So with that one, I thought of just doing like a 180 tail whip to fakie hang five, and that kind of made the bri come around and my foot be in the like proper position to catch it in a hang five.
Right.
So when you think about it, like a bri is like an inverted tail whip.
Right.
So it technically can come around kind of the same way. So if I'm thinking of it as a tail whip, like my body like braces for the hang five or like the next trick better. And that's kind of how I think of it.
That's wild.
So it's just like a weird 180 tail whip to fakie hang five. And once I started thinking like that, it just worked. Like I just randomly landed it. I was like, sick.
See, the part that I was really confused on was how he like landed straight fakie and stayed straight fakie. I mean, I know you spun a little bit, but like he catches it and then lands like pretty 180. That's wild.
And then cabbed out.
Okay. All right.
I was like, the hang fives make that easier because you can use your other foot to kind of like help with the cab to get like the momentum.
You.
But help
you. There it is again, they dude. You. That's it. There it is again.
Defying the laws of physics, bro. Doesn't make any sense.
I try to learn it like hang five first and then nose manual. That's why I like hang fives and stuff too. It's always like a challenge to do tricks in and out. There's just so many things you can do with it. Like,
right.
I'm just like addicted to it.
That's tight.
Yeah, with problems.
Is there like a specific hang five or front flip trick that you accomplished within a comp run that you were just like overly stoked on?
Probably one of the first times I did that long dart front flip at Escondido. They have like a fairly long pyramid at the back of their park, and I had that planned for the very last trick of my run, and it takes like a lot of energy because you got to drop in going like as fast as you can and then just like dive and trust every, like I do like those dive front flips, and I think that one, like I was just stoked to roll away from because I was like gassed by the end of my run, and I landed it and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, dang, like
I remember when you
pulled this off. Yeah, I forgot about that one too.
That's wild.
That thing is huge too.
Yeah, it's probably
huge.
Wait, would you say that's probably got a 25-foot deck?
Yeah, damn near.
It's a long one.
It's literally like impossible. Like if you just wanted to jump it, no, you ain't jumping it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever jumped
it. You ain't jumping it.
I just did a front flip over it.
See, like I don't like jumping it straight. I would much rather three it.
Yeah, I would rather do a front flip.
Yeah, that's wild. Front
is scary, dude.
When's the last time you hit a box jump?
Bro.
Like, if we took you to Esco, could you hit that big box? Like, not the long and low.
I did it last time I went.
You did?
Yeah, I jumped it.
There you go.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went?
Sometime last year.
Oh, that's not
that bad. That bad.
Oh. What about Cal Oaks box? You ever hit that one?
The middle one? Mm-hmm. Even when I was, like, little. Ain't no way I'm doing that now, though.
No? That
dude,
one?
You got it.
You'd rather... Wait, hang on a second. No, you'd rather hit the Esco box... Then the Cal Oaks. Really?
I can't air the 8.
So?
I could drop in on that thing and hit it?
Yeah. No doubt. You can drop it to the bank.
You definitely got it. You definitely got it.
You guys are tripping.
No, you definitely.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
That one, that's wild.
Yeah,
bro.
So I can break my sinus cavity.
Oh, here we go.
I wasn't on the front flip.
Matt Coon, dude.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Oh, no.
Come on, son.
I know you've been judging a lot of comps lately,
yeah,
too.
Uh-huh.
How's that been?
It's been pretty fun. Like, I really like judging. Just because, like, when I competed, I really wanted the judges to be fair and, like, as accurate as possible. And kind of back when, like, I mean, you could attest to this, some of the early contests, they just grab, like, random staff at the skate park or, like, a skater to do the judging. Yeah.
Annoying.
They wouldn't know, like, the tricks and stuff like that. So sometimes, like, us riders would be a little frustrated with the results, like, rightfully so, because they don't. they don't know scootering that well, so how can they be judging it?
Right.
So, like, that kind of is what inspired me to, like, want to be a judge. I just want to be as fair and accurate as I can, and I like watching all the kids and kind of encouraging them to do well in the competitions, and I like just rewarding good riding and, yeah,
which
seeing
is sick.
All that. Yeah. Yep.
That's tight.
Yeah. It's,
dude,
it's really
have
fun,
you
actually.
Ever had a parent come up to you and be like, yo, my kid did better than that. Like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Had to have.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude. I've had some, like, upset parents, like, messaging me, telling me what? I'm, like, irrelevant and I shouldn't judge.
Messaging?
Yeah.
I'm irrelevant.
Yeah. I just front you long and low.
Yeah, that's about. All I do. But I think it's someone had missed out irrelevant. On going to Worlds, so they were just, like, real sad. I totally understand. I've been there, like, done that's bad at a contest. Dude. It's never fun, but, like... With scootering too, we try to make it so there's like multiple judges on the panel, because the big thing with scootering is like personal opinion, I think, and that's a big part of judging, and there's huge a wide part. Variety of opinions, so yeah. Like having multiple judges really will help with that and yeah. make the results more accurate, so it's not any one person that's like making the decision whether you did good or bad, like
right.
it's a variety of opinions, so right. I think that's cool too.
No,
like some of the contests have had 5 judges instead of 3, and I think that's a cool option to do as well. So
yeah, it's always good. And then yeah. for the little groms out there, what is the best advice you could give someone who wanted to like up their comp game?
I would say just focusing on learning how to ride like every obstacle at the skate park and learning how to connect those obstacles together, and then like throwing those tricks that you know. So I think kind of focusing on that line at the start, like before you focus on like, oh, I want to do a double backflip,
yeah,
will help you like build a better run.
Yeah.
So that would be like my biggest advice.
Yeah.
When, back when I did contests, I'd just be like, I want to do a Brian Brilla. I want to do like all these crazy bangers.
Yeah.
And I get like ahead of myself a lot of the time. And I'd like gas myself out or like land going 0 miles an hour. And so I think like learning the lines is a big, big point.
Well, it's crazy because a lot of people don't understand like, oh, like, he's got better tricks than me. He's going to beat me. Like,
yeah,
no,
like
he's
that.
Still got to land it. He's still got to, you know, he or she still got to go around the whole entire park.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just because you land it doesn't mean, like, someone can land a different trick that may not be as difficult, but it looked better. Or, you know, there's
absolutely.
A lot of things that come into it, you know.
Yeah.
But so that's sick, though, dude, because we do get that a lot, that question a lot, actually, in the shop. A lot of kids have been calling
sick.
Because there's a lot of comps coming up and stuff, and they want to know. So that's
sick,
dude.
Sweet.
That's good. Straight from the judges. Listen to them.
Yes.
So what about Fasten? And like I know we've kind of
brushed
touched
on it.
Yeah, slightly. What's up with Fasten right now? I mean, you've obviously got an inside opinion on it as to like what's going on with it right now, because it's been a little quiet recently.
Yeah, so they haven't really released any new products since like the Spiral Complete, which I thought was a really cool complete. It brought back those spiral bars, which was cool. But there is talk of Fasten starting a new range, hopefully within like the next year or two, or even sooner than that. I don't know, but a lot of it's kind of geared towards bringing back that feel of some of our like original parts, like kind of the looks of the OG stuff mm-hmm. that kind of got Fasten popular, and just like updating it with newer features and like just making it more modern in terms of like matching it with some of the newer products that are on the market right now.
Are you able to talk about any of them or no?
I think it's really too early on.
Spill
I think there's
going
to be
man.
Some like really sick
beans.
Wheels. I think some like lightweight decks, maybe a little bigger sizes, small sizes as well, matching like the old decks. So, I mean, that's all I can really say. I'm excited for it. I hope that it happens very soon, and it's still like in the preliminary phases. But really, the goal is to bring back that feel and excitement that we got from those like first original parts.
Right, right.
That's like what drew me to it in the first place too, was seeing those like unique parts of those like bright colors that they had back when they first came out.
All the graphics and stuff.
Yeah,
was
some wild ones, dude.
All
was
like
your
forging and stuff with the wheels. And
was your first graphic the In-N-Out one?
No, it was there was a black signature deck that I had that had an owl and an hourglass on
mm-hmm.
it. That was the first one.
Maybe that one was a little bit before me.
No, you should have seen that one because we were selling it at Zone Wildemar.
Really?
Remember, it was gloss black mm-hmm. with like a red, almost like brushed bottom end.
Yeah.
You've seen it before.
I'd have to see a picture.
Yeah,
of it. I'm sure I've seen it then.
I'll bring it up mm-hmm. really quick. Hold on a second. You'll see.
I was really stoked on that day.
Yeah. You should, and like for like the YouTube, you should post like the Instagram clip and then.
Oh, no, for sure.
His decks and stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'm diving into that.
Because, dude, I think the last time I saw you before I saw you the other day was legit when that deck like came out.
Dang. This one.
At, yeah. At PQ.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You never. You remember it now, right?
Yeah, I seen that one.
What year was this, Vincent?
I want to say like 2014. 2014 or 15?
Yeah, that was a while ago, dude. I haven't seen one in, obviously, yeah. I haven't seen one in a while. Yeah, you still have a fresh one?
I do still have a fresh one. Yeah, you gotta have one. And they had the Galaxy editions of those, too. And I still yeah, it was like painted all Galaxy, Hydro dipped.
Of this?
Uh-huh.
They sold them?
Yeah. Mine and Brendan's.
Why do I not remember that?
It was like pretty limited.
It was Brendan's. That black with the green?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I didn't see that many of those. Dude, I saw more of yours.
I actually did not see that one.
No?
I swear I never saw that one.
Yeah, this one was pretty chill.
What is that? Is it a vampire?
It's like a vulture, I think.
Yeah, it's a vulture. Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's a few of them. It's like a few vultures on there.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah, I didn't see that many of these
ones. That one's crazy. Yeah. That one's cool, though.
Yeah, that one's sick. You guys are the only two people that have had... No.
Like Minnie has had one, and then
what's the black and white checker looking one?
Was Flucker?
Yeah, Flucker. Yeah,
was Tommy like on Fasten?
Yeah, he was on days. Actually. Days.
Yeah, he was on Fasten for a while. Did he have that's kind of what like the team kind of fell apart. We all were like going our separate ways and stuff. Like just life happened to people, you know.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Especially
with scootering right now.
Yeah, that's how it is, dude.
And a lot of it, like it was Brendan's company, and he doesn't ride for Fasten anymore. So I think that's kind of put a damper on it. But I do think the brand still has a lot of potential, a lot of like followers still, and the hype's still there. And I think just bringing back those old parts with the cool forging and the unique kind of characteristics that the old Fasten parts have is what we need. Because I feel like we kind of just have been beating around the bush a little bit. So
I mean. Like, I get it. Like, because for those of you that are listening that don't know, I mean, Fasten is a sister company of Envy.
Yeah.
So, of course, they always focus really hard on Envy, which I understand, because that's like the employer, essentially. Yes. Like, that's the mother.
Yeah.
But I do, like, I would love to see Fasten just parts, man.
Yeah,
me too.
It'd be really cool. Yeah.
Just because I think we had the wheels for a while. Remember those?
Dude, people still want them.
Bad.
People still want them. Like,
yeah, the
people
Hypno
ask,
ones.
Some... What are they, the bull
no,
bars?
No, not the Hypno ones.
Oh, the Aussie bars.
Yeah, the Aussie bars. Yeah, they all the time.
Yeah, Aussie bars, but no, it was that like, that wheel that almost, it's like got it's almost like a, I don't want to use this because it's not what it looks like, but you'll understand. It's like the flower looking wheel.
Oh, yeah. It's just the 120s, I think.
Yeah,
I think
it's the 120
spoke. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are really
sick. Yeah, those were nasty, bro. Yeah. The burnt pipe core.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that was tight.
That's what really attracted me to Fasten. They just have like some unique and cool looking stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that will continue. We just need to start cranking out some new stuff, put our brains together and get that all going. So I'm excited to see that happen. And I think it will very soon.
Yeah, that's sick.
There's also some talk of a dirt scooter happening with Envy, so keep your eye out for
another
that,
thing.
Dude.
A lot of people have been asking about dirt scooters lately, too.
ATS, bro.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Sick. Yes.
So because of the fact that Fasten and Envy are sister companies. We've gone on quite a few trips together.
Yes.
Let's. I just want to talk about one in particular. Maybe, and we'll talk about one other like little spot of one.
Word.
Dubai.
Yeah.
Dubai was freaking rough.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty unreal.
Day one. Listen to this. I think I've told you about this, Matt. Day one. It was day one, right?
Yeah, it was day one.
Day one, we roll out, bro.
Bad news.
And it's just me and Coon. And we're on our way, no problem. We get there. The park is sick, dude.
Immaculate skate park. It's
amazing.
Incredible.
Like they come out every day and like buff the skate park.
This is the black and yellow one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
X Dubai.
Pool coping was marble.
Great, dude.
Really?
Crazy.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
Like
crazy.
Actually marble.
Yeah. And, and it's so freaking hot out, dude.
Dude, scorching. Desert.
It's like 120 degrees. Yeah. And... like, we just start riding. We just start going, bro. We were having the time of our lives. This dude gets mad dehydrated, bro.
Yeah.
Ultra.
Not good.
Like,
dude.
The worst form
very
of
bad.
Dehydration.
My heat stroke?
Yeah.
Dude, bad.
Very,
like,
dude, I was so stoked to be at the skate park, and, like, I was just going all out, like,
and we had
right
a whole
off,
video to film. Yeah. Whole video we had
yeah,
to film.
Yeah, right off the plane, like, just going all out at the skate park. Was so excited. And, then, yeah, next thing I knew, I woke up on the ground, and everything was black.
Dude. Like the rest of the trip was boof. He had to go to the hospital. He was in the hospital for like two whole days almost, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because they had to pump him with fluids. And
I had like five bags of IV fluid pumped in me back to back.
Dude, I remember at one point,
that
like
was bad.
I was filming us like about to do a signing, right? And there was a lot of kids, bro.
Yeah, lots in Dubai. I was surprised. We were both surprised. Yeah, dude. It was sick.
I was filming, and, like, I panned over to Coon. He was not feeling good, and he got so mad at me, bro. He's like, bro, stop filming me right now, dude. He was so mad, dude. He was dying, dude.
Pale white over there.
And the thing that you guys probably don't know about Vincent is, like, he'll go. Like, if the job needs to get done.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Job's getting done.
Yeah.
Right?
No matter what.
Bro, he was dying this whole trip. Still, like, you would not. You watch that video. You would not think he was dead. Every clip that was filmed in that video, with the exception of, like, a couple of, like, the clips are at X Dubai, were all while this dude was just
I got wrecked, dude. I got the heat stroke. I remember that same day, too. I had, like, this avocado smoothie, and we were eating at an Indian place. I always try, like, new food. I really like trying all the random cultural foods. So I got, like, avocado smoothie and, like, paneer. I didn't even know what it was, but it ended up being, like, Indian cheese. So I just, like, had an avocado smoothie and, like, Indian cheese. And then did that ride at the skate park. Nah. Got the heat stroke. And I was, like, I couldn't keep food in my system. I think I got messed up from the Indian cheese and the avocado smoothie on top of that. So, like, I couldn't keep food down, throwing up. And then I couldn't sleep either. So I went, like, that whole trip without sleeping. I remember I weighed myself when I got home, too, and I lost 25 pounds.
What?
Yeah, on that trip.
I did not know that.
Like, I was having panic attacks. I felt like my body was shutting down. And, like, I had school finals the same time. I had to do them all online. So I was just, like, too stressed. I probably shouldn't have gone, but, like, I just couldn't turn down Dubai. I was like, I got to go to Dubai, dude.
I think you would have been all right if that wouldn't have happened on the first day.
Yeah, I just went way too hard. I was too excited. And, like, I couldn't help myself, dude. I was like, we're in Dubai. I'm going, like,
should have drank your Pedialyte, son.
Dude. I should have, man.
That and then nuts. The France trip.
Yeah.
It was France, right?
Yeah, it was a long trip, dude. We went there originally for Feast.
Yeah.
And then we, like, stayed, like, went with, like, Arnaud and Louis. Shout out to them, the SDGE dudes over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the distribution guys, they're super sick. But
and that trip
was nuts.
That trip, I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
We like hospital or something.
No, that was another time.
My leg almost came off.
Yeah, I almost lost my whole right leg, dude. Lost my whole leg. That was not good. I got that crazy picture. But no, this one.
The spine, dude.
The spine.
I totally remember.
Yeah, he was. I was like one of the first like people that was on the course, like just trying to ride. Same thing. So I've been
freshly painted, too.
Fresh.
Add that in there.
Fresh, dude. This thing was fresh. And like, I was trying to get some height on the spine, but this spine is big.
He was boosting.
It's like a 6 foot tall spine.
Yeah.
Almost has vert. It's double
like
coping.
Like a BMX spine.
It's double coping.
Like the one at Esco.
Yeah, exactly. Like that one.
Just like that.
And Raymond's going like Mach 10, airing like over my head, over this spine, dude. Like.
Loving it.
Ooh, yeah. Killing it.
One time, bro, I'm going towards it. I think I was just trying to jump it, dude. Or bar spinner or something stupid. Like front wheel cases, not on the way down, on the way up. So I don't travel forward enough. And then just double shin to the face. Two shins to the face.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it was the double fall. I remember that distinctly. I was standing on the quarter five, and it's like, ding, ding. And I was like, Raymond's dead. Like, no.
Yeah, dude. They took me to the hospital, bro. Like, cause I was like, man, I got to lay down, bro. Like, just give me 1 second. It was hot. Same thing. It was hot as hell.
Yep.
I was like, bro, I got to lay down. So I lay down, and then, like, the delay was real. Like they didn't come and see me for like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Came over and just put
all
a brace
too.
On my neck, and then like took me to the hospital, and I laid in this stupid brace for like 8 hours. Something stupid, bro. And I was pissed. I was ready to get the hell out of there. I was so upset.
Yeah,
it was a rough one.
Dude, I didn't do a trick over the spine after that. Like in my run, no tricks over the spine, dude. Might have been like the only person that didn't trick the spine. Maybe I bar spinned it, but nothing crazy. I was like, I'm not messing with this spine anymore after that, dude.
Did you guys land it?
I don't think I landed it in like the practice one.
Yeah, the little roller.
Yeah, I was trying it for like the best trick at the end of my run. I'll cash roll the roller, but I don't want to jump the spine. After seeing that fall, dude, no thanks.
Oh, God. And then the Fiat.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Fiat.
Oh, yeah. So there were probably like 10 of us after Feast. We were like continuing a tour across France, and like we get dropped off. I think it was like after a flight. We're getting picked up, actually. And they show up with two Fiats. And if you don't know, it's pretty much like a smart car, but a little bigger. And there's 10 of us, full suitcases, scooters, extra scooter parts. There's no way that stuff's fitting in there. So we're all just getting, we're like laughing and stuff. And we ended up just taping and strapping, doing whatever we could to get all of our stuff on the roof. like Tetris on the roof, dude. It was crazy, but we made it happen, and I think the whole experience just made the trip that much better, dude. Like
now,
yeah, now it was a little stressful. Like, please help my scooter and bags to make it on this Fiat across like driving the through the Alps and stuff. Like
imagine your Fiesta, dude, straight up with like seven people per car with their bags and scooters and scooters, dude.
Like days worth of clothes too, because we were gone for like 2 months on that trip.
That was a long trip.
That was the Sweet Tooth tour too. It continued into that.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, like that was a long.
Yeah, we were like on tour for like 4 months, dude. Like that was
damn.
That was wild. That? We were supposed to go to Canada too, and we didn't go. You and me.
We didn't.
No, we went back for Worlds, or something.
Oh, because did they go to Canada? Did they go to Canada?
Yeah, like all the Aussies went to Canada because they had to go like somewhere, so they didn't have to go back to Australia or something. I don't know.
And we went to Worlds.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, there you
go. I'm cool with that any
it's
day.
A lot better.
Yeah, it was a crazy trip though. Like so fun.
Yeah, dude, that was. I'm waiting for you to go on some trips, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we gotta do our own trip.
We do.
Dude,
we gotta do a little.
I haven't done. I've never even rode Claremont before.
Oh, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we gotta take you on skater cross, dude.
Yeah, and skater cross.
Yeah, we gotta take you on skate.
He's like, nah,
it's not as bad as you'd think. AJ did it.
Yeah, it's fun.
AJ did the first one.
I was about to say he went around the whole damn thing.
He did the first.
Honestly, I haven't rode it that much. Like, I've been a little salty ever since they took out the ski jump.
Yeah,
ski jump was tight. My favorite ramp of all time.
Yeah, this was like a big, huge step up, and it was gnarly, and there was like probably 30-foot tall rolling that was this wide, bro. I swear to God, it's this wide, and it has a fence, but it stops at like 30 feet in the air. So you have like another 30-foot. Like if you went off, you're dead. Like you're not living.
Off the side.
Yeah, you'd be dead.
I've ran into the fence too.
Did they take it out because people were wrecking themselves on it, or what?
No, I just revised it for skater cross.
And then the vert wall right next to it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, I remember it was like a banger if you dropped in on that. And Jared Adelson did it and stuff, dude.
Yeah, that was big.
That was a wild. Wild times. Good section.
Yeah.
That they used to have there.
But dude, like, yeah, it's been. Yeah, we got to get you over there.
I'm down.
Oh, what? Wait, what? What? Say it again?
He's down, dude.
Not down.
No,
bro, give me, like.
Just drop an invert.
Football pads with, like, a neck brace.
He can do the vert ramp.
Dirt bike boots. Yeah. I'll do it.
I think you got the skater vert cross ramp. For sure, dude.
I'd rather do skater cross than the vert ramp.
Really?
Yeah. 100p.
I kind of agree
doubt.
With him there.
No,
you
doubt.
Do too?
No, dude, yeah. Dropping in on that thing?
On the vert ramp.
Yeah, right.
I'm cool with the vert ramp.
Yeah, I'm not really that cool with the vert ramp. I need to ride the vert ramp a little more.
the vert to
I'm
like
slacking.
Bob Burnquist or something.
There's one at Claremont.
What's that guy's name? Josh Brown or whatever?
Oh, no, dude.
Jake Brown. Blew his shoes off. That's going to be me, bro.
The sky, dude.
But all my arms and legs are going to blow off if I get that.
Yeah, I met that guy at Nitro.
No way.
Was he wearing shoes?
Dude.
I was kidding.
Still looking for him. So that dude was that dude's short, man.
Yeah, is he taller than me?
Still, he's still up there.
Oh no,
dude, he slammed so hard, bro.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, vert scares me.
Yeah, no vert.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll figure it out.
You could teach us.
Yeah, deal.
All right.
Yeah, I'll teach you guys.
Okay.
Wow, you still owe me a front flip. Now that I'm thinking.
Me?
Not me.
Raymond.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, we made a bet. We made
it was
a
like
bet.
Ages ago.
Dude, it's probably like 8 years ago, 7 years ago. I was like, hey, Kuhn, if you flip up this little step up and it's like a bank, like a little Euro. And I was like, if you back up this, I'll front flip up it. And he's like, all right. I did not think he was going to do it because he rolled up to it like 7 or 8 times.
I'll never do backflips out of banks.
Nah. And he sent it and he did it. I was like, fuck. Nah.
Frick. But he didn't do it.
I did not do it. Frick. I never did it, bro.
Really? You never did it?
Never did it.
Well, you're going to go back and do it right now.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah, it's gone.
But
he's
I do.
Off the hook.
I owe him
he's
a front flip. I told him, I was like, I'll get you, bro. Whether it's maybe on AMR's box. That would be a scary one.
Yeah, that would be.
Maybe I'll do that.
The pool gap?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Ooh.
I'll give that a shot. If for the day that we end up being at AMR the same day, you remind me, I'll do funny over
that. That one's big, though.
Yeah, I'd rather
I'll backflip a bank again too.
You'd rather front flip that than like the small box at Esco or something?
No.
Yeah, the small box at Esco.
The small box
chill.
Would be chill.
Yeah, that'd be chill. I'd actually rather front flip the big box at Esco than the small one. Yeah, dude, no way. That small box, I got that landing. That's like some concrete boom.
Yeah, they got some
I have more trouble clearing that one than the bigger one.
No doubt. Me too. Yeah. Me too.
I can't jump that one.
Steep.
There's no run up. Yeah, the takeoff.
Just go straight up in the air, bro. Yeah.
Such a fun park.
Like
though.
A flyout.
Well, Coon, we've taken up a lot of your time, man. Thank you so much for coming in here and hanging with us.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to say to everybody on the way out?
I'll just keep having fun on the scooter. Keep pushing your limits. And, dude, just keep having fun.
My man. Yeah. If you guys want to check Vincent out online, you guys can check out his Instagram. Link will be in the description below. It's is it at Vincent Kudruna?
Just at Vincent Kudruna. Mm-hmm.
Kudruna. I always
got
say Kudruna.
Got a weird last name.
Yeah, Kudruna, Kudruna.
Check.
Coon. Coon. Vin Coon.
Me and Richard. He can say my last name perfect.
There we go, dude. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah, man. Well, thanks again for being with us today. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for watching today's pod. Do not forget, if you guys need to get any scooter parts, where you guys got to go?
www.thescooterzone.com.
Yeah.
And remember, if you want to do a 180 bride, a fakey nose manual, you got to pretend you're going to do a 180 whip to fakie nose.
Yep. That's the necessary step right there.
You'll do it first try.
First go.
That's the key.
All right. We out.
We out. Thanks. Hope to see you soon. Peace. Maybe.
No more cobwebs.
See you in 6 months.
No more cobwebs.